Now turn to part three. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about collecting things as a hobby. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H why each speaker collects the things. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
I collect toys from all over the world and have done for about 5 years now. I spend a lot of time on it, trawling the internet for rare ones and going to toy fairs at the weekend. Some of the toys I've found are very beautiful. I have a busy job, so it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But it's great because there are so many different collectors out there from all walks of life who are fascinating to talk to. It's the social side of it that appeals to me, really. And it's taught me so much about how parents in different countries bring up their children.
Speaker 2.
My passion is coins. I've met a few people who've been surprised when I told them that. It takes up most of my spare time, but I don't mind. I get such a sense of achievement when I finally track down a really rare coin. It wouldn't be nearly so much fun if there was less effort involved. Sometimes I give one or two away, to friends, you know, if I have two or three of the same type, then it's a nice thing to do. Some of the coins in my collection are hundreds of years old.
Speaker 3.
My magazine collection's getting bigger all the time. I read every one of them from cover to cover, which is time-consuming and unfortunately means I have less time to spend with my children. The magazines are all about things I'm keen on, of course, like sports and cars. I'm very interested in how attitudes to sports have changed over time and like to feel that link between life, say, 50 years ago and the present day. It's quite a valuable collection now, so I keep it in a locked room to be on the safe side. I certainly have no plans to give my collection away, and I don't want to lose it.
Speaker 4.
Postcards are amazing things to collect, and I have over 1,000 now. I know people tend to communicate online, but a surprising number of people still send them. It's not just about the pictures on the front, but what's written on the back too. Oh, lots just have the usual stuff like weather good, food great. But I look out for ones with a story or glimpses of a story. My collection is relatively modern, but I imagine historians in the future could learn a lot from them. That's my aim, really, to make them available to the public one day. I'll donate them to my local museum.
Speaker 5.
I'm crazy about hats. Smart men's hats, caps, anything like that. They aren't beautiful, like some women's hats, but wherever I go in the world, and I've traveled quite a lot, I bring another one home with me. It's quite a large collection now, and I've been told it's worth quite a lot. That's mainly why I keep on adding to my collection. It's good to know I can sell it one day, if I'm short on funds. I'd also like to make them myself, and I'm looking for someone who can teach me. I have lots of ideas, but none of the right skills.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
I collect toys from all over the world and have done for about 5 years now. I spend a lot of time on it, trawling the internet for rare ones and going to toy fairs at the weekend. Some of the toys I've found are very beautiful. I have a busy job, so it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But it's great because there are so many different collectors out there from all walks of life who are fascinating to talk to. It's the social side of it that appeals to me, really. And it's taught me so much about how parents in different countries bring up their children.
Speaker 2.
My passion is coins. I've met a few people who've been surprised when I told them that. It takes up most of my spare time, but I don't mind. I get such a sense of achievement when I finally track down a really rare coin. It wouldn't be nearly so much fun if there was less effort involved. Sometimes I give one or two away, to friends, you know, if I have two or three of the same type. Then it's a nice thing to do. Some of the coins in my collection are hundreds of years old.
Speaker 3.
My magazine collection's getting bigger all the time. I read every one of them from cover to cover, which is time-consuming and unfortunately means I have less time to spend with my children. The magazines are all about things I'm keen on, of course, like sports and cars. I'm very interested in how attitudes to sports have changed over time and like to feel that link between life, say, 50 years ago and the present day. It's quite a valuable collection now, so I keep it in a locked room to be on the safe side. I certainly have no plans to give my collection away, and I don't want to lose it.
Speaker 4.
Postcards are amazing things to collect, and I have over 1,000 now. I know people tend to communicate online, but a surprising number of people still send them. It's not just about the pictures on the front, but what's written on the back too. Oh, lots just have the usual stuff like weather good, food great. But I look out for ones with a story or glimpses of a story. My collection is relatively modern, but I imagine historians in the future could learn a lot from them. That's my aim, really, to make them available to the public one day. I'll donate them to my local museum.
Speaker 5.
I'm crazy about hats. Smart men's hats, caps, anything like that. They aren't beautiful, like some women's hats, but wherever I go in the world, and I've traveled quite a lot, I bring another one home with me. It's quite a large collection now, and I've been told it's worth quite a lot. That's mainly why I keep on adding to my collection. It's good to know I can sell it one day, if I'm short on funds. I'd also like to make them myself, and I'm looking for someone who can teach me. I have lots of ideas, but none of the right skills.
That is the end of part 3.